I understand there's some news on the old Lamp House building.
The Lamp House is that old building that looks rather shabby and derelict on the pathway system in the Three Sisters, right past Prospect Heights.
So a little holdover from the old mining days then.
Yeah, and it actually is sitting right at the site of the number 2 mine. It was built in 1916. They don't know exactly who built it. They have some suspicions, which could turn out into a good story later on this year. I won't give it away, though.
Okay.
I think a lot of us who date back to the mining times and who really like to preserve and celebrate our history as a mining town have looked at that lamp house and felt really discouraged and sad because it is in such a bad state and efforts to see it preserved have sort of come and gone. But you know what they say? Sometimes it's just the right person at the right time to get things moving. And that would be David Evans, a Canmore local whose grandfather, great uncle, and his father all worked in the mines. His great uncle actually worked in the lamp house, which provided miners with their lamps to go into the mine. And it also had a token system, which meant that it was marked in the lamp house who was in the mine. Now, Canmore mines had a very high methane content, which meant that they were possibly explosive to a certain degree, which was very dangerous. So knowing who was in the mine at any time was very important. It originally started to say, hey, let's just like maybe put a tarp on this. Instead, stop it from decaying anymore, but it's really coalesced. The Canmore Museum and Geoscience Center board voted last week to come on board. It's an official museum project. There are fundraising efforts in the go. Three Sisters Mountain Village and developer Chris Ohlenberger with Quantum Place, totally 100% on board for provincial designation as a historic resource. You need the property owner's permission to do that. That's great news.
What about funding?
They estimate they'll need about $150,000. I think we can expect to see some sort of gala fundraiser in the first quarter.
This is a great idea, I think, just because, you know, in Canmore, we have such a rich money history. That's where we came from. Yet, we don't really have a lot of stuff from that time. And what we do have, like the Union Hall, has been essentially repurposed for modern uses. We don't actually have like a historical building that I can think of that's like, this is the Canmore Mines. This is from the mining days. And that's all it's for.
Absolutely. And this would actually be on the site of where a mine operated, which I think takes it a step further in historical importance.